This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabayim. While we're waiting for everyone to come, I'm going to tell you about the development of today's shiur. This is the third topic that I prepared for today's Iyun shiur. The first two didn't really go. The first two didn't fly. The first one that I wanted to talk about was... The reason I'm telling you this is, other than the fact that you have an understanding why it starts now, is because it will be a good review of some of the key points here. Number one, there's an epic Ran. The Ran learns that the Machlikis, the Chachamim, and Reb Elezer, regarding whether not taking off Maiser Ani renders something Maiser, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Sveikoi Eino, one man the Amr holds Sveikoi Eino Toivel, one man the Amr holds Sveikoi Toivel. And that's dependent on whether Hanoas, Toivas Hana Mamain or Enoi Mamain. And the Ran was forced to learn that it's not only machlekes about Sveikoi Toivel, but who adin Vadai. There's a machlekes whether Vadai is Toivel or not. If Vadai not taking off, Maiser Ani renders it Tevel. And the way the Ran says that it's Taloi Zabazah is that it's Gzeres HaKosev. Logically, there's no rationale to explain why, whether taking off Maiser Ani or not taking off Maiser Ani would render something Maiser, would render something Tevel or not. The Ran said it's Gzeres HaKosev. Right? Remember that? So there's no logic. The Ar Sameach disagrees with the Ran, and the Ar Sameach says the Machloikis is only by Safek, to read the Gemara simply, and the Ar Sameach has a logic why taking off Maiser Ani, why if you don't take it off it would be Tevel, that would render it the Toivas Hana Mamain. And the Ar Sameach says it's dependent on whether Maiser Ani has Kedusha or not. If it has Kedusha, then the Toivas Hana would be Mamain. But that subject, it didn't work for me. Okay, it didn't. But it's kedai to know that there's another approach to the Ran. Then read the Ran has a very big doichek because he has to learn that sveikoi toivel is lav dafka vuadin vadai toivel. Then there's another amazing topic over here. The other amazing topic is the Gemara on the bottom of Pedalad Ahmed Beis, which ultimately we're going to dive into. But there's another area of it where the Gemara says. The Mishnah says, if you aser kohanim and levim, then they could take your leket shiklam peah again. They could take the matnas kuhun against your will because toivas hana einoi mamain. And then it says, if you aser these kohanim and levim, then others, you could give it to others. That indicates toivas hana mamain. And the Gemara says, it's a machloikes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether Toivas Hana is Mamoin or not. I'm sorry. The other pocket I want to tell you about is the subject matter of why would giving Maiser Ani, not taking off Maiser Ani, why would it be Tevel or why would it not be Tevel? In other words, the Ran said it's a Gzeres HaKosov, that if it's Tevel, then there's Toivas Hana is Mamain. And if it's not Tevel, then Toivas Hana is not Mamain, that there's a Gzeres HaKosov, that if it's Tevel, then it's considered an Asina. But why would it or would not be Tevel, right? The Ran wants to know, why would it, yes, be Tevel or not be Tevel? So the Ran says, the Svara, why you would not be Tevel, because it's not worse than the Maiser Ani itself. I could eat the Maiser Ani itself. Maiser Ani itself is Mutter to a Zar, so how could it be Tevel? Remember that logic of the Ran? That it can't be... It can't be more usser than the Maiser Ani itself. The Tevel can't be more usser than the Maiser Ani itself. It happens to be that Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Sefer, Asvan de Oiraisa, clears the following chakira. This is not the Ion subject for today, but the Asan Darais and Klal Beis clears the following shaila. The shaila is, what is Tevel? Is Tevel an Isser Chadash? That produce that were not, that you did not separate the requisite gifts are prohibited? Or is Tevel, we consider it like the gifts that you needed to give are dispersed throughout all of this produce? In other words, is there a separate Isser called Isser Tevel? Or is there no Isser Chadash called Isser Tevel? It's just that whatever gifts you needed to give, I need to give Truma, which is 1/50th. That 1/50th is mixed in this whole thing over here. So the Rabbi Yosef Engel says that from the Ran, you see, Yisoid Gadol. That if the Ran is saying there's a logic to say that Isser Tevel does not apply by Maaser Ani, because the Isser Tevel can't be worse than the Maaser Ani itself, which I'm allowed to eat. So if I'm allowed to eat the Maaser Ani, I should be allowed to eat the Tevel. That means the logic of Tevel is that we consider it like the gifts that I needed to give are dispersed throughout the whole thing. But then all the Achroinim ask, so then what does the Ran say? And the other man, the Amar, learns it's Gzeiras HaKasav that it's Aser. What do you mean it's Gzeiras HaKasav that it's Aser? But it can't be worse than, it's still logically, how could it be worse than the Isser itself? If the logic of Tevel is it's dispersed in the whole thing, how could it be worse than the Isser itself? So Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, in a very, very long tshuva, says that the other man, the Amar, namely, that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, meaning the Braisa that says that they could take Meiser, meaning the Chachamim say that Isser Meiser Ani is Tevel. Why? Why would it be Tevel? Because the opinion of the Chachamim is it is an Isser Chadash. In other words, that exactly is the machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. Namely, do we view Isser Tevel as the Isser is dispersed in the whole thing, or do we view it as an Isser Chadash? If you hold it's not Tevel, it's because it's a Taruvais. If you hold it is Tevel, it's because it's an Isser Chadash, and it's not dependent on the fact that the Meiser is dispersed in the whole thing. But these both of these topics are very outside. You know, it's going to be hard to see it in the Mar Mekoymus, but I'm just bringing to your attention these ideas. I don't want to withhold it from you. But now I want to bring to your attention the sugya we are going to do, which is so epic that it cannot be... It can't be glanced over. And I'm going to give it a recording b'fnei atzmai.
Recording stopped.
Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.